القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Now let's now continue with the Qur'an al-Kareem. And firstly, the hadith on the importance of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna hadhihi al-quluba tasda'u kama yasda'u al-hadidu, idha asabahu al-ma'u, qila ya Rasulullah, وما جلاؤها قال كثرة ذكر الموت وتلاوة القرآن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hearts get rusted as does iron with water. When someone asks what could cleanse hearts again, النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said frequent remembrance of death and recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Now, Jama'at al-Muslimin, excess of sins and negligence in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu cause the hearts to rust as water causes iron to rust. Now, the reading of the Qur'an al-Kareem and the remembrance of death polishes the rusted hearts, just like the heart is like a mirror. If it is not cleaned, it will not properly reflect the recognition of Allah. The more burnished and brighter it is, the better will it show from the enlightenment. So in the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to the Qur'an al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 240 to 242, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج، فإن خرجن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن من معروف، والله عزيز حكيم. وللمطلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 240, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج فإن خرجنا فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلنا في أنفسهن من معروف والله عزيز حكيم. Those of you who are about to die and leave their wives behind should bequeath unto their wives a provision for a year so as not to turn them out of their homes. If they go out of their own accord, there is no sin for you in that which they do with themselves within their rights. Allah is mighty, the wise. Here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about making a bequest for one's wives. And during the period of ignorance, Allah, Allahu Akbar, Jama'at al-Muslimin, really we look at the life prior to Islam, how much of ignorance and jahalat there was. It was at its peak of jahiliyyah, where people did so amazing things at that time. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the Nabi of Allah, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave him the nubuwa, subhanallah, how that light came. And the very same people of jahiliyyah, they became radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they became sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they became the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But during the periods of ignorance, what they should do is a widow was kept isolated for an entire year. whereby she had her lap filled with camel dung. Allahu Akbar. She had her lap filled with camel dung. And she was then paraded through the streets and alleys, and throwing this dung about as an indication of the expiry of her waiting period. And this has also been narrated in Bukhari, volume 12, page 803. Also we find this particular narration in Muslim and Abu Dawud too. Islam restricted this period to 4 months and 10 days. Without the other practices, what they should do to the woman, they had to take her through the streets, and then she'd throw the dung on her, Allahu Akbar. This was the level of Jahiliyyah. This was the level how they lived. But wallah, when they brought Iman, and when they became companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah made them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah was so pleased with them. Iman is like that. When a person just prior to before having Iman, how difficult, how it's just another feeling of such a person. But a very same person when he brings Iman and brings the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Jama'at al-Muslimin, a person embraces him, loves him, because now he is a Muslim brother or sister. Now here furthermore, this particular verse instructs the dying man, the dying person, to consider the plight of their wives, by arranging a year's provision for them, together with the right to reside in their home. And then they did, however, have the option of going elsewhere if they have that kind of right and they want to do this. Then this law was later abrogated by the laws of inheritance, which alluded a specific share for the wives, where from they are able to provide for themselves. And during the period of the iddah, however, she cannot be forced to leave the home, even though it may fall into the estate. So here Jama'at Muslimin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, have laid these laws for us to continue these laws and implement it in our lives, as how a person goes about when things happen like this in his life, whether it is the divorce part of it and the other laws of Sharia. Why Allah has revealed this, and through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, there is all the time guidance for us that we lead the life according to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then furthermore, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وللمطلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. For the divorced woman is a provision in kindness which is incumbent upon those fearful of Allah. كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. Thus Allah expounds His verse unto you, so that you may understand. Now, Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, commentators state that the provision in this particular verse refers to the maintenance of the divorcee during her iddah. And because of the broad nature of the world, it may also include all the laws discussed previously, as we're discussing for a few days now, the few ayat concerning the giving of the full dowry or half of it. It is all the more important for him to pay the woman after the divorce, since there remains even less chance for her foregoing the dowry. Allahu Akbar. Jama'at al-Muslimin, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide us and protect us and save us from doing the wrong. We only need to do that which is the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed these verses in the Quran al-Kareem as a guidance to mankind, and not only guidance, to implement it when this law is put into the Quran al-Kareem. May Allah ta'ala guide us all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.